Welcome, Bulldog fans. Thank you so much for joining us or listening to us, or maybe neither, but maybe both. Jonathan Gordon here. I'm Cole Canyer. Happy to have my friend JG with us again today. He's the expert in all things CWAC and also very knowledgeable about Bulldog athletics as well. Hey, we get to bring to you a recap and then an exciting homecoming week this week that we get to work through each day with some big games this week, JG.
Absolutely. Big week at home for the Bulldogs. I think we've got something three out of the four, well, Tuesday, Thursday. Actually, we got swimming on Wednesday, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week, and should be exciting and some challenging competition across the board, I think. It's going to be a big week for Ellensburg and you know, hopefully get some wins out of the week ahead.
You left out Saturday. We got a home dance Saturday
True.
Night.
True. So. Yes. Well, I already was backpedaling on forgetting swimming on Wednesday. So,
well, we had a big week last week too. We had a Friday night football game versus the Prosser Mustangs. It's always exciting to bring Prosser to town. Unfortunately, we did not come out on top this week.
We didn't, but it was. I won't say it wasn't a great. It was obviously a very competitive game, 0-0 until late in the fourth quarter before Prosser finally scored and won 7-0. But that's you know, we hung with them very well defensively. Just couldn't get the break that we needed offensively. We had a field goal attempt in the first quarter, I think, that missed wide. Weren't really able to sustain drives. But you take a look at what the defense did to keep us in that game. I mean, Prosser didn't get a first down until 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
For sure.
And you know, they're notoriously strong on offense, and at least in years past. And so the fact that our defense held them without a first down until that late in the game, and then, you know, even looking at what we did offensively, you know, we gained some yards, things like that, but there was just the, you know, whatever it was, we just couldn't get over the top, couldn't get into the end zone, convert when we needed to, you know, on third or fourth down. You know, and so unfortunately weren't able to make it in the end zone or through the uprights, and resulted in Prosser, you know, getting out of here with a 7-0 win.
Absolutely. And you know, I think to the casual bystander, the post game speech may have been a little bit aggressive, but Coach Z was pumping up his kids mm-hmm. for an outstanding defensive game played at the end of that game.
Absolutely. And the defense is really, you know, not discounting, you know, the two previous weeks where we scored 79 points. But the defense, I mean, we went 166 and a half minutes dating all the way back to week two against Davis, where we didn't give up a point until that fourth quarter touchdown by Prosser. Now, given we weren't playing juggernauts, but nonetheless, anytime you can hold an opponent, you know, scoreless for basically three games,
yep,
that's quite an, actually more than three games, that's quite an accomplishment. So, yeah, definitely should hang their heads high, you know, made some good plays. You know, defensively and like I said, offensively, just couldn't get the points that we needed to, you know, to either take that early lead, or come out on top at the end.
Yep. And unfortunately, again, the injury bug has bit our very own Colton Magruder. So playing a game without Colton in the lineup is always a little bit challenging, but I'll tell you what, our kids stepped up in a big way. Darius had a big game, both offensively and defensively. Mm-hmm. Whenever he had an opportunity to, he's out trying to make plays. Joey Olson, Liam Ewan, our quarterback, mm-hmm. you know, guys are stepping up. I mean, we still have a lot of youth on these teams as
sure.
well. But I'll tell you one thing that really impressed me was our front five, mm-hmm. our front linemen across the board, offensively and defensively, did a fantastic job. And we had some new faces rotating in on defense. Mm-hmm. And I think it played a big part.
Absolutely. And in those linemen, they gave up a lot of size to Prosser. You know, Prosser's, you know, their line was pretty formidable from a size standpoint compared to where our guys are. So, yeah, you're right. You know, they did a really nice job. You know, one guy that we didn't mention that kind of stepped up offensively for us was Keaton Willard. You know, he took the lion's share of the handoffs out of the backfield. And I'm trying to remember how much he got, 62 yards rushing, you know, and so that's a pretty good outing for a guy who hasn't taken too many handoffs this year, to be able to step in and kind of, you know, try to fill that void left by Colton's injury. And, you know, he did a good job.
Both Willard brothers played great defense as well.
They did.
It was, again, everybody on the defensive side of the ball deserves a little bit of kudos.
Absolutely.
For the performance on Friday. Well, Absolutely. This week we get to take on the Wenatchee Panthers for our homecoming game. Mm-hmm. 4A team that has traditionally been very strong in the mm-hmm. past. They haven't been quite as strong these past few years, right. although they took it to us in Moses Lake last year.
They did, yeah. 37-9 game when we ended up playing them over in Moses after some smoke issues up in Wenatchee. We get them at our place this year. And actually, prior to last year, we hadn't played the Panthers since 1945 on the gridiron, and so that'll be a good challenge for us. You know, their losses this year have been against some pretty good teams. Take a look. They played against Skyline, who clobbered Prosser a couple weeks ago. Eastmont, who's a really strong program now, it's kind of their crosstown rival, lost to them by almost six touchdowns. And then Moses Lake, who we saw what they did to Ephrata in week one, they kept that to a 35-14 score. So they've had a pretty tough schedule from that standpoint. Their two wins are against Mount Baker, which is a 1A school, pretty good 1A school.
A good 1A school.
Yeah, and I think that was at home too. And then Eisenhower, they beat 51-6. So
Eisenhower just had a shootout with Davis this past weekend too. So
until
the second half, Eisenhower pulled away just a little bit.
Right. So it'll be interesting to see. Anytime we can step up in the level of competition is good. See a team we don't see too often. I'm sure some of these kids may know each other from other sports or just being somewhat geographically close. But it'll be a good test for us, and hopefully we'll have a full crowd, kind of like we did last week for the Prosser game, and that they'll get into it a little bit more and maybe energize our kids. Obviously the homecoming festivities that come with it will attract a lot of attention as well, and that's certainly exciting for the student body overall. So on the field we've been playing pretty well this year, and so the record doesn't necessarily reflect that right now, 2-3, but look at what we've done as of late, and hopefully we get back to our way of doing things, not sure about injury statuses, things like that, but get back to what we've been doing, put some points on the board, and do what we can to keep Wenatchee off the board.
For sure. And if you're watching this and you're an Ellensburg alum, we'd love to have you come out, be a part of our homecoming festivities and our football game Friday night. Kickoffs is 7 p.m. We got a 20-minute halftime performance as we crown our recognize and crown our newest homecoming royalty. So again, come out and support us against the Panthers.
Absolutely.
Well, volleyball last week after a slew and a flurry of home games. I don't know how else to say, just a rapid fire of home games. We had a couple road games, but last week was just one. We went to Prosser on Tuesday and came out with another 3-set sweep.
Yep, another sweep, and that's good. And maybe having that little bit of rest, Thursday. Again, we've only played five counting matches to this point. We had that tournament at the Sun Dome a few weeks ago, which doesn't count as far as the win-loss record overall. So we've played fewer matches than teams that are ahead of us, like in the RPI. If you were to take a look at that, we were ranked eighth as of today. But a lot of the teams ahead of us have played 7 to 10 matches already.
Right.
And so, the rest is good, but now we're going to have six playing dates in a row. With the way the schedule works out, and then also we'll go to Burlington for that tournament here in a couple weeks, and so real heavy stretch of competition coming up. Again, like you said, a good outing down in Prosser, fit 25-11, 25-19, 25-18, really good defensive performance. It sounds like, as well as obviously offensively, I think things are rolling pretty well for us, but. Look at what we got coming up this week. We've got our rival Sela Vikings coming to town Tuesday, and then we go to Ephrata on Thursday. So, undoubtedly probably our two biggest challengers year in and year out. We get to face them, back-to-back contests. So, started off with Sela at home. We played them at the Sun Dome in bracket play, beat them 2-0. But they've only got one loss on the year, and I think they are actually in sole possession of first, having played four. They haven't had their bye yet in the schedule. Ephrata's 3-0 in league, and their two losses were against Cashmere and Pullman, two programs that are perennially pretty strong. And so, they've done well, but it'll be good to good to face these teams, and hopefully, we're coming well rested after having not played on Thursday last week. And be able to knock those teams off and be in the driver's seat heading into the second half.
Sure. And I wasn't at the Sun Dome invite when our girls came and talked about how well they played, so I didn't get a chance to reflect on those matches. But I will say that watching them play against West Valley and Chelan that week, really, really great performance against Chelan. We had a couple last week too, where we played some tough sets where we did what we needed to do when we needed to do it. Mm-hmm. But inevitably, at the top of the conference is us, Sela, and Ifrata these mm-hmm. last few years. And so really the test of not only are we able to do things and do things the right way, but are we able to sustain that?
For sure.
And that's going to show up this week against those two opponents.
Exactly.
And hopefully set us up for a great second half of the season run, as well as, you know, hopefully right into the postseason as well.
For sure. And I think if we can take care of business against Sela, getting them on our home floor first, that'll be good. And then going over to Ifrata. Ifrata is always a little bit tougher on their own court. So hopefully, we'll be able to continue our success, beat the Vikings on Tuesday, and carry that into Thursday's match against Ifrata. That would put us at, if we win both those, that puts us at 5-0 in league play. Not putting the cart in front of the horse,
sure,
but
sure.
being optimistic and hopefully realistic.
Yeah, we got to do things the right way all the time.
Exactly.
Right? And recover and be resilient from mistakes.
For sure.
A couple names to call out. Hazel Murphy led the way against Prosser with 9 kills. Aubrey Torno was just behind her with 8. Big Al, Alana Mars, 6, and Jolie Torno had 4. And then obviously our setters, Casey Mayo and Sarah Stickle, had 15 and 10 assists combined. So,
right. And Hazel had a huge game defensively with 19 digs. I mean, those are pretty big numbers for a 3-set match. Averaging more than 6 digs per set. So that's really good to see.
Awesome. Well, our soccer team had a couple of games last week as well. One thing I love about our soccer team is they're also dealing with the injury bug, and they've had some adversity they're facing this season, but they compete, and they compete, and they compete a little bit harder each game, it seems like. Undoubtedly, led by Lane Rogel mm-hmm. and Berkeley Shields, those two carried us in a win versus Othello. Mm-hmm. Lane had an incredible goal on a direct kick, and it just sailed. It was perfect, just right over the goalkeeper's mm-hmm. head. And then Berkeley was just a bruiser in the midfield, not literally, but right. She just seemed to be everywhere, and she was able to win some one-on-ones, and she mm-hmm. was able to feed the ball to other athletes as well. And so a great performance by Lane and Berkeley, but Brinley Weber had a great job in goal too. Mm-hmm. Like again, being able to compete every second of every soccer contest is critical when you're playing 80-minute contests that feel more like a marathon than a sprint.
For sure. And building confidence. We talk about it across the board, no matter the sport. And getting that first win under their belt, against Othello on Tuesday, they had some close performances earlier in the year, especially against East Valley, whom we'll talk about here momentarily. To come away with that win, on their home pitch, against Othello, who they've been playing pretty well. They were up as high as, I think, 10 in the RPI, and then they've taken a couple losses, including against us, and they're middle of the pack now in the conference. And so to get that win and then, turn around Thursday night, go to Ifrata, a team that's been very successful this year. I won't say a little bit of a surprise, but, last year they were the team out that didn't make the postseason. They've had a strong start to this year. We go to their place, fall behind 2-0 at half, end up making a one-goal game, unfortunately on the losing side. But again, we're finding the net a little bit more. Like you mentioned, Brinley Weber and goal, starting to, these games are, we're keeping the games, a lot closer. And that's going to be something that's going to be very key for us coming into this week with two home games with East Valley and Prosser, who are first and third in the conference. East Valley's undefeated. I think they're third in the RPI this week, 10-0 overall. That'll be a big challenge for us. But we almost beat them or kept it real close to them at their place the first time, 3-2 loss before losing on a penalty kick with about 3 minutes to go. So that'll be key. Prosser, went down to their place and struggled, actually did well in the first half and gave up a bunch of goals in the second half. But point is now we get them on our turf. And I think it was 5 of our final 6 games will be at home, just the way the schedule worked out for various reasons. And so now we've got a win under our belt, and we know we're capable of doing it. We can be competitive with these teams. Now it's a matter of doing so and executing on our own field. So hopefully with that favorable schedule, we'll be able to do so. And with the way the conference is set up for postseason, 6 out of the 7 teams make it. So even though we're on the outside right now, we're only about a half game behind number 6. And so if we get into a little bit of a groove and can get some wins and so on, now we put ourselves into that top 6. But get in a position where we maybe, you know, can do some damage, you know, in the postseason if we get that confidence going.
For sure. And you mentioned we've been road warriors so far this year. So we've been on the road, coming back home. A little more comfortability. You don't have to travel quite as far. Instead of stepping off a bus and having to shake off those cobwebs, you get to step out right on your home field right away. So, again, hopefully we get to use some of that home field advantage and bring in teams here and our kids play with a little bit more confidence. But ultimately, like you said, it's going to be competing every one of those 80 minutes and whatever the stoppage time is. But again, ultimately, I think we're set up to make a crack at the postseason. And if we get there, we're just gonna have to keep competing. And then hopefully maybe we'll have some kids healthier by that time too, and get to start building back up some of those blocks.
Exactly. Yeah, that'll be that's the big key, getting to the postseason. So we gotta build that extra time, get some kids back, and and maybe be a little bit of a surprise team once that time comes. But first things first, take care of business in the regular season and keep improving day in and day out.
Yep, and you heard Jonathan allude earlier, we have East Valley home on Tuesday, October 3rd, and then Thursday the 5th, we host the Prosser Mustangs are coming to town to play us in girls soccer. So, well, on top of that, our cross country team, got to celebrate Coach Hashimoto. He's been here for 20 years now. It's been a long time, and I think our longest tenured head coach here at Ellensburg High School. Yeah. So, Randy Affolter was here for 22 years, I believe, and with Coach Affolter's departure to Kennewick High School, Coach Hashimoto takes the reins. 2003, he arrived right after I graduated, and he's just been a mainstay and a pillar of our athletic department since then.
Absolutely, and and as we've talked about in weeks past, he's been a very successful program. Cross country has been for quite a number of years during Jeff's tenure, and so that trend is continuing. We're seeing it already this year. Even though we've got new kids, taking that leadership role, leading the squad, on a weekly or meet by meet basis, and that goes, again, it's an attribution to what Jeff has done and his assistant coaches and things like that, as far as being able to build and carry on a successful program. And we saw it again last week, which we'll talk
absolutely
about.
No, yeah, they would travel to Spokane on Saturday and competed at the Polo Grounds, just in between, like right about Airway Heights, in between Cheney and Spokane. Yeah. Came home with our top runners, all six of our varsity runners, ran under 17 minutes, which is, I'm told, the first time that we've had all of our boys in under 17 since Jeff Hashimoto started coaching cross country here at Ellensburg High School.
Yeah, and that's wild. But then those times, and again, we're talking 5 kilometer races here, so a little bit over 3 miles. But you take a look, and the way the schedule was this week, I don't think they competed the week before. No, we had our home meet, the week before. Then we had our league meet on Thursday down in Grandview. We competed at Grandview High School, and we won those, the head-to-heads, if you will, and had some, they run one race, but then team scoring-wise, as far as determining a conference standing and things like that, that was part of, and that's part of the equation. But then we turn around and run less than 48 hours later over in Spokane against a lot of quality competition. They call it the Battle of the 509, of course, referring to our area code. So teams from Eastern Washington, teams from Idaho that were there. And we had runners that were improving their times by, 2 to 3 minutes over the same distance. And so probably a result of the competition that they were facing as far as keeping up. But still, when you go from, upper 17s to I think we were in the 16s area. I missed at Hammond on Saturday was 16:03. After running 17:51 2 days earlier. So, again, that's probably a result of the competition that they're facing, but still a good indicator, again, that you're making steps forward, making progression, as far as getting ready for the later part of the conference season and then, of course, the postseason with districts and state championships.
And you certainly alluded to it. When you're running against different competition, you tend to pace those individuals and try to keep up in different areas. So, absolutely, when you're running against better competition, it pushes our kids to be a little bit better than they were just the day before. Yeah. For the girls' side of things, Emma Beachy, again, finished top finisher for the Bulldogs, just over 21 minutes. I know she's trying to get under that 21-minute mark, but she's just been, like I said, that solid finisher for us, always in the top three, it seems like.
For sure. Well, and she actually did Saturday. She got 19 and a half minutes on Saturday in Spokane after about 21 and a half minutes on Thursday. So, and that could be also formidable conditions too. The conditions may have been, I know we had
conditions,
perfect weather.
Conditions
here on
were
Saturday.
Great in Spokane. I talked to Jeff today. He said it was a flatter course. There wasn't much hills, but the temperature in the mid 60s. Yep. It was a perfect day to run.
Yep, absolutely. So again, hopefully, we can kind of build on that. And actually, this is the week where we don't have anything scheduled coming up. No meets, currently on the schedule for the Bulldogs.
Saturday, they're heading up to Arlington, Lakewood, Washington, up north to do the Nike hole-in-the-wall invite.
Gotcha. Okay.
And it's tough to show up unless you're looking at athletic.net, but the hole-in-the-wall has been an annual competition that we've gone to. Unfortunately, our boys don't race until 4 p.m., and they're going to have to race back here and try to make the homecoming dance.
Ooh, that'll be a tough. Somebody's going to be breaking some speed on the way home.
For sure. But inevitably, I think our cross-country kids are set up well for a great postseason push to hopefully be really competitive and on the podium at state.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, swimmers, absolutely got to talk about our swimmers. They had a good week. It's funny to see kind of the results of our swimmers. We've gone from second to fifth. We haven't yet won an event, but the thing I'm most excited about is not the past, but it's the future. And on Wednesday, we get to host our first swim meet in about 5 years up at Central. And so that's going to be exciting for our kids and our coaches and really our community of swimmers in general.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. Again, especially when you go that extended absence, I think bowling would be another sport that we could probably allude to from when we were offering it as a sport to where they used to be able to host at the bowling alley here in town, and then it closed, so that everything would have to be hosted in Yakima. Same sort of idea is that and you talked about it earlier with soccer and getting off a bus and things like that, just to be able to just go up the street, if you will, to compete and have the other teams be the ones that are getting off the bus. That'll be a huge difference. And of course the aquatic facility at CW is was a college facility for quite a number of years. And so to be able to not miss a lot of school and just kind of go compete there will be an excellent opportunity for our girls. And all the competition we're going to be facing is similar to the ones we face meet after meet after meet. Again, they have to come to us.
Correct.
And so that'll be good. And it's going to be a busy week for swimming again. They had two competitions Wednesday, Saturday last week in Prosser and Yakima. This week we're home, and then the Yakima Valley Championships at Lions Pool on Saturday. So that'll be it'll be a busy week for them. But again, a great opportunity to go out and compete. And hopefully again continue to improve individually as they get ready for regional championships and then the state championships in November.
Yeah, and Macy Holloway, once again, we've talked about her already this year. Mm-hmm. She finished first in both the 200 free and the 200 individual medley and the 100 free at SELA. When we finished second to the SELA Vikings, mm-hmm. they scored 60 points, mm-hmm. and we've scored 35. Mm-hmm. But Macy's been incredible. She's a sophomore. Mm-hmm. I know that's something that she really enjoys swimming. She swims all year round, sure. But she's also really fast. I tried to talk her into doing track last year, and she said, thanks, but no thanks.
Exactly.
No, she's been an incredible racer this year for our swim team, and hopefully we can keep that going and give her a little extra kick here at the Central Pool.
Absolutely, yeah. That should be fun. And, we talk about, she got a couple of firsts in SELA, had a second place down at Prosser in the 200 free on Wednesday last week. And so, really successful for her. Eliana Schneider in the 500 freestyle won that one in Prosser on Wednesday. That's a long way to swim.
It is.
Unless you stop and think about it. That's a long ways to be in the pool. So, again, a good, good week for the Bulldogs. And, hopefully they'll continue, that here Wednesday and Saturday this week.
Well, we got a busy week of homecoming festivities. Today was pajama day Monday. Tomorrow is twin day, and then everything keeps going. But tomorrow night, we got home soccer starting at 4 o'clock versus East Valley. We'd love for people to come out and support our girls. And then at 5 o'clock, our JV and C team volleyball team will take on SELA in town. And then 6:30 is the varsity match. It's also called the Toga Gym Jam. So we're going to have hopefully our student section all dressed up in togas. And if you want to join us wearing your toga too, we'll take it. So, hey, thanks again for supporting this this endeavor. And thanks to Ellensburg Community Radio for sharing us over their airwaves. And we're looking forward to doing week 5 next week.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. Thanks. Go Dogs.